KGO 810.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Liar, liar,
liar. I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Biggest liar. This guy lied.
I can't take it.
Honey, what's wrong?
I'm hyperventilating. I can't take it anymore. Basic manners are gone from politics. What is it with these ding-dongs?
Marge, think good thoughts. Think good thoughts. I know things look bad now, but just try to visualize another America. One where Republicans, Democrats, and Donald Trump all get along.
I'm enjoying watching Hillary Clinton.
I like Ted Cruz. He's been very nice to me.
As an act of love.
This is an issue where Bernie and I are in complete agreement.
Good luck with that.
Don't drop me.
Just trust me.
I'm sorry, honey. I guess dreaming doesn't work.
Shh. I want to see who wins.
We all do, honey. We all do.
Only 8 more months to go of all of that. Hang in there, baby.
I'm not going to be one of those people who says, if so-and-so wins, I'm moving to Canada. I'm just going to go to Canada right now and check out
right.
for 8 months and just come back and surprise me. Okay, I'm going to come back and you can go, Heather, guess who's president? And I'll be like, oh.
Well, nobody likes screaming babies, but we were having fun with this yesterday because it went viral all over the world. The little girl crying when she finds out that President Obama has to leave office.
I know. But he can only serve 2 terms. And his time is up.
Oh, no!
It's okay. We got to vote for another president.
Listen, baby, that's Michelle crying if he doesn't get the hell out of Dodge quickly.
Oh,
yes, there she is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to
back
to Chicago.
Yes. Now, you know that we were going to have way too much fun with that today. Yes, here's the Drex remix.
I'm sorry, baby. It's bad news about Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah, he's going to be our new president.
No.
I know. I know, baby. I know. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm not ready.
Nobody's ready.
I'm not ready for a new one.
I know, I know, but Trump's going to be the new one. Obama's been there for 8 years. It's going to go to hell in a handbasket. My generation will probably be fine, but you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
I want to go my mom.
Why? Why? Your mom is the one voting for him.
That's why all of a sudden you could say, you know what? 50 doesn't sound so bad. Just thinking. By the way, the top 3 things we're afraid of are... Let me see who did this study. Okay. AYTM, whoever the hell they are. Anyway, a new survey asked Americans how afraid they are of 33 different things this year. Number 3, Islamic extremists will strike the United States. Okay. Number 2, Donald Trump will be elected the next president.
There you go.
Yeah. 45.2%. And number 1 is another mass shooting, which, by the way, since they took this poll, that's already happened. But number 2, Donald Trump. And by the way, we need to be fair with this. Yeah, we'll try not to be biased. Hit it.
Dry your eyes, little one. It'll be okay, because Grandpa Bernie will be your next president.
No!
I will give you a free dolly!
I'm not ready!
Who's not ready for a free dolly?
I'm not ready for a new one!
What, are you crazy?
No!
You know,
no!
10 million Americans...
Yeah!
Do not have access to affordable dollies. Is this a race thing? Because I got arrested for civil disobedience.
That's right.
Fighting for civil rights.
I wanna go my mom.
Okay, but tell her about the civil rights thing and that I offered you a free dolly.
I gotta wonder what these parents did to this kid to make her fall so in love with a president.
Well, you know, if it wasn't a toddler, I'd say it's fixed. because most things with kids now, mommy and daddy
we
make
them. We smelled
a
rat here and there, but just even listening,
no, that's,
but also watching, that yeah, kid's that's, for real.
That's for real. Speaking of things that are for real, and we mentioned this last night, the 106-year-old woman who got to meet President Obama and Michelle at the White House, and she was so excited she started dancing. 106.
Virginia McLaurin.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
You were not.
Oh, you gotta you slow down.
Oh, my goodness. I should not. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Dancing? Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's the secret to still dancing at 106?
You know, it's super cute because Michelle Obama got her up off of her wheelchair and she did kind of start dancing around with the president.
Oh, I never saw a wheelchair. I thought she had a cane.
Did she have a cane? Oh, I thought they wheeled her in. Maybe
it
a courtesy
in the
thing, you know. But my favorite thing was because we had two Centurion things going on last night. That one was later in the day. But earlier in the day, this is live local news. Don't you love TV cameras and the TV news stations who put live cameras in front of people? Well, this woman in Washington named Flossie Dickey turned 110. Okay, so the local reporter, live and local, put the camera and the microphone right in front of her face. Here's how that went.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
I just cracked my diaper.
You would rather be taking a nap, huh? Yeah. Flossie, the people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. Yeah. I live it.
People like you staying out of my face with cameras. And is she excited about her party? Not one bit.
Get those bastards away from me.
not one bit.
I'm lucky she didn't drop an F-bomb or something.
I know. I love it.
I'll be a cranky old lady. You know it.
Do you think you'll live to be 110?
God, I hope not.
I mean, if you're listening to her, no, you don't want to. But if you're listening to the 106-year-old lady who was dancing in the White House, well, yeah.
And you're kind of stoked.
Yeah. That's a party.
One more year, you might get to the White House.
All right, coming up here, the most ticketed car. So if you're commuting right now, well, I'll tell you. Let me see here. How much it costs to have a happy marriage? What do you think the percentage of couples who kiss at least 10 times a day is?
Oh, my God, nobody. Are you kidding? Not couples who are married, right?
Teenagers.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Once in between every class and then after.
I can't even believe they did a study on that, but they did. Let me see here what else we have. What are you going to do with your tax returns? Oh, that's all garbage. But when we come back, we have Morgan Freeman on Waze. Now, if you're commuting, you probably know about Waze. If you don't, you should probably download it. It's the best one in the Bay. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up here on the Drex Radio Show. Oh, and all things Kesha. Kesha versus Dr. Drake. It's Dr. Luke. Did I say Drake? It's Dr. Luke. Yeah, this whole lawsuit that's going on with Kesha, you might not know who she is, but she's in the music business, and she's fighting with Sony Records, and it's quite a fight. So all that on the way we shall discuss, so don't go away.
The other big news is that Donald Trump won all 50 delegates in Saturday's South Carolina primary.
Yeah!
So if you're paying attention, this is the official point when people go from saying, oh, this is kind of fun, to, oh, my God, this is really happening. Oh, Lord. When asked about the possibility that Mexico might not agree to pay for his border wall, Donald Trump said, the wall just got 10 feet higher. People in Mexico were like, okay, well, our tunnels are exactly the same. So it doesn't matter what we're going. It doesn't. Not worth it. Did you see this too? While Donald Trump was speaking at a rally in Atlanta, the lights suddenly went out. And Trump said he actually liked it more in the dark. Then Melania Trump was like, join the club.
Yeah, and Donald did go ballistic, but somebody at his rally, one of the protesters turned off the lights. Here's what that sounded like.
They were probably sent here so that we put them in our jails. Because to put them in our jails, they didn't pay the electric bill. To put them, oh, I like that much better. Don't turn the lights on, plus we save on electricity, right? And because the lights didn't work, I won't pay the rent, so we get better lighting and we don't pay the rent, right? Right? No, get those lights off. Off! Turn them off. They're too bright. Turn them off. Turn them off. Let's go. Ready? Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn them off. No, no, that's the way we have to negotiate for our country. It's the kind of sick thinking we really need for our country. Isn't that right?
Right. Yeah. So we need a million people on the border screaming, build that wall. Build that wall. That'll help. All right, as promised, we were going to talk about Waze. Yes, the app for driving around. So, I mean, this happens every once in a while. You know, somebody wants to promote something, and London Has Fallen is Morgan Freeman's brand new movie. He's the vice president in this movie, but he will, for a limited time only, speak for you to you and at you as the president.
The time has arrived, President Wazer. The world awaits your commands. The American people are counting on you to drive. Let's go. Accident ahead. I'll get a line to emergency command. You've arrived. It's been my honor and duty to see you through this mission.
Which is great, until you've heard it for about the 10th time. The last time I tried that was with Leno, and that lasted for about 2 days. By the way, since we're speaking about driving, let's talk about the, if you don't want to get tickets, drive a Lexus. But be careful, driving a Lexus will get you tickets. Confused? Well, so am I. Insurance.com did a survey to find out which cars get the most and least tickets. And Lexus is number one on both of the lists. 33% of the people driving, listen to this, the Lexus ES300 got tickets between January of 2014 and now. So that's a third of the tickets. That's a lot of tickets. It tied with the Nissan 350Z sports car for the highest ticket rate. So I'm not sure. I'll have to look at what the Lexus ES300 looks like, but I'm sure it doesn't look like the Nissan 350Z sports car, which came in second. So a third of the people with the tickets are driving Lexus ES300s. How's that working out? Meanwhile, only 3% of people driving the Lexus IS350 got tickets. I don't know what the difference is. Obviously, there has to be, it has to do something with speedy looks, I'm sure. It tied with the Buick Encore SUV for the lowest ticket rate. And there's really not that much difference between these two Lexuses. So they say they're both medium sized and they cost about the same. So it must come down to the driver and the way you're driving your Lexus. So you've been warned, Lexus ES300, highest. Lois, you want the other Lexus, IS350, and then you'll be safe. Do you know anybody that got the Fitbit for Christmas or Valentine's Day? Because people are thinking that, you know, they're adding up their sex and that counts as their exercise.
Of course it does. Are you kidding?
80% say it's, yes, it does.
It's the best exercise there is.
I think that's a lot of whacking around of the arm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, for you, maybe.
I don't have a
Fitbit.
You
got the one Popeye arm and the other one's all skinny and deflated. But
I've got the
you know,
Holly Holmes arm on one arm, and yes.
Didn't we do a what to give and what not to give for Valentine's Day? And yeah, exercise stuff like Fitbit was on the not to get list. Like, don't you
suggest. Yeah, it's the offensive thing, yeah.
That my abs could be tighter
or something like that. Right. Well,
oh, then you'll have sex with me. What?
So you can always tell somebody who starts wearing a Fitbit, they realize they're sedentary piece of meatloaf. Okay, then they become obsessed with the number of steps they take each day. Yeah, it's really just a pedometer, people. Okay, and apparently that's leading to a lot of people Just a, okay, well, come on. You can have fun with it. So they're actually looking at it and then counting their thrusting action.
Nice.
Nice. Now, I mean, I'm thinking as I read into this story, if you're going to make fun of it and count your movement to see how your mad skills are working out, then that's probably cool.
Yeah, longer's better.
Right.
Not these short bursts.
Yeah, right, right. So if you're sharing this information with your loved one or your lover, yeah.
Hate that word unless it's in between meat and pizza. I stole that from Tina Fey. You know that, right? Okay.
That's good. I like it. But let me see. So, but the thing is, then you wouldn't want to share it with someone that you're with all the time because then they would expect you to hit that number all the time. I mean, you know, if you're over excelling.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah. Last night you went longer, honey.
Right. Yeah, let's see that Fitbit.
Darn.
10% say they of people who have the Fitbit say they actually try to make sex last longer and get more fitness benefits out of it. So they are counting. Okay. All right.
Well, that's good for everybody, I think.
All right. Let me see. on the average, University of Montreal found that men burn an average of 4.2 calories a minute, women 3.1. Well, you would hope it would be that way.
Why?
Well, shouldn't the man, he's doing more things.
Oh, during sex.
Right, right.
He usually is doing more things.
Okay. He should be doing more things.
In my bed, anyway.
All right. We're going to talk show business justice with Mari Fagel. Do I have that right?
Yes, legal beagle analyst.
She is. And we're going to talk specifically about what's going on with this artist, Kesha. But it's an overall conversation about artists and singers and actors and actresses who have contracts with big studios like Sony, Sony Records, Sony Films, Universal, NBC, Cumulus, all of those things. That's coming up next because Kesha's having a big problem and not everything's going her way. Taylor Swift just kicked her $250,000 just to help her pay the bills.
Yeah, what other ladies are backing her? She's got a lot
She's
of,
got a lot
people
of friends.
Are rushing into her support to support her.
Yeah, it's a lengthy
list. I totally
list,
get it, but I
not
also
writing
get the
checks.
Yeah, I get the legal standpoint.
Gaga, Iggy Azalea, Kelly Clarkson, Lord JoJo. All right, we'll
10. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I love me some Kesha. I had a chance to party with her in Chicago, and she's a very sweet young lady, but she's gotten herself in a hell of a mess. And that brings me to my next guest, who is Mari Fagel. She is an attorney and on-air analyst who shares insight and commentary on the legal courtroom stories making the headlines today and her experience in practicing civil litigation. You worked at all levels. So I'm sure you know all about this story. Am I right, Mari?
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, do I owe you 10% of my tonight's salary for representing?
I'll waive it for tonight.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So for those of you who don't know Kesha, that was one of her songs. She's had several hits. She signed a contract with Sony Records. Would you explain that contract?
So she signed a contract with Sony Records with Dr. Luke in particular, who would serve as her record producer. She made a couple albums with Dr. Luke and Sony, but according to the contract, she still has six more albums to fulfill. And it is an exclusive contract, meaning she can only work with Sony to put out her music.
And that's the way it works in the business. So if I sign a contract with Cumulus, I can't go work for CBS. That's the way it works. And so she did the same thing. And now, do I have this part of this correct, that Dr. Luke helped? Did he invest some money in the production of the two albums that she has produced and released?
Yeah, and he basically discovered her. And there's
okay.
been, this is not the only legal battle. It's not just Kesha against Dr. Luke. At one point, there was also a case involving her former manager between the three parties as well. So it's a complicated situation, and Kesha's career is what is at stake here.
Yeah, for sure. So she came out with allegations that Dr. Luke allegedly there was sexual assault involved. And can you speak to some of the other allegations?
So basically, she outlined in a civil complaint, and I want to make it clear that it is a civil complaint. There is no criminal case against Dr. Luke for sexual assault or for rape. So we can talk about that further, but I want to outline. It was a civil complaint. She talked about how from the time she was 18 on, there were several instances of alleged abuse at the hands of Dr. Luke, and this is sexual assault and abuse. She said that at one point he drugged her on a plane. At another point, he gave her a quote-unquote sober pill, and she woke up in his bed naked, remembering nothing, and was running down PCH in Malibu barefoot. And those are just some of the instances that she outlined in this civil complaint for sexual assault and battery.
Okay. Now, however, she was deposed in 2011, and during that deposition, she swore under oath that Dr. Luke did not sexually assault her or drug her. We do have some of that audio. Let's take a listen to that.
Good morning, Ms. Siebert. Have you ever had your deposition taken before?
No.
You haven't. Have you ever appeared in court before?
I mean, I've had, like, parking tickets and stuff.
Now, is there any reason why your deposition cannot go forward at this time?
No.
Are you on any medications that would impair your ability to understand my questions and give truthful and accurate answers?
No.
Did you ever have an intimate relationship with Gottwald?
No. I don't know what my mother told to David. I know that Dr. Luke never made sexual advances at me, so.
Were you ever told at any time prior to when you met with David for the first time that Luke had had a sexual relationship of any kind with your daughter?
No.
That's the mother.
Had anyone told you that Gottwald had slipped Kesha a date rape drug?
No.
Were you told at any time prior to meeting Das at the Chateau Marmont that Luke had given your daughter drugs of any kind?
No.
Did Dr. Luke ever give you a roofie?
No.
That's Kesha. Okay, so your comments, Mari.
So this was in 2011. I mentioned there was another case involving her former manager. It was in this case that the deposition in 2011 was taken where she said, like you said, under oath, that he did not sexually assault her, and he did not drug her. Then she goes to rehab in 2014 for an eating disorder, and all of a sudden, in October 2014, she files a civil sexual assault and battery case against Dr. Luke. There's two reasons why she filed the civil suit. One is a civil suit allows for not only monetary damages, so she could be awarded money if she won, but also allows for equitable relief in the form of an injunction. An injunction would allow her to escape her contract with Sony. So that is the reason she filed the civil suit. To me, I think it would have been smart for her to at least have gone to the police and filed a report, which I actually called the LAPD, and I'm waiting to hear back on whether a report was ever even filed by her in 2014 or at any point that Dr. Luke sexually assaulted her. And even if she filed the report, it's still up to the cops and then the district attorney's office to decide whether to file a criminal case against him, which was never done. But a criminal case against Dr. Luke would have at least served to substantiate her current claims that he sexually assaulted her.
Okay, so let's go back to the contract itself. Since we don't have any of that information, no one put a gun to her head and made her sign that contract. She wanted to be famous. She went in with representation. She made a multi-album deal, and now she wants out of it. Should that happen?
Contracts are, especially in the entertainment industry, sealed tight. I mean, every clause is litigated. And what's interesting is there used to be in entertainment contracts, and there still is in several sports contracts, something called a morality clause. Basically, that if the artist does something like sleeps with a prostitute or does illegal drugs, then the company can get out of their contract. And that's gone away in a lot of entertainment contracts because it is so vague as to what's moral and what's not, and as to what would breach, you know, that clause and get someone out of their contract. So, you know, these contract disputes aren't cut and dry. What's interesting here is that she's using this civil sexual assault and battery claim as her way to escape this contract, because that's her only way, because this contract is, like I said, cut and dry with all the clauses. So that's her only way to get out of it.
Okay. Mari Fagel is an entertainment attorney, and we will continue our conversation about Kesha. And what should she really do next? I mean, she owes Sony, let me see here. She released, it was a 6-album deal. She's done 2. She was required to record 6, so she needs to do 4 more. So what should happen next? We'll discuss it coming up here with Mari Fagel and continue our conversation. But first, let's take a look at the traffic situation with Lee Graham in the KGO.
10. Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810. So
well, apparently, Kesha, thank you very much. So we have on the line with me my guest, Mari Fagel, who is an attorney and on-air analyst, and she talks about insight and commentary into legal and courtroom stories making headlines. Obviously, the Kesha versus Sony is a big one. So latest thing today from TMZ that was posted, Kesha was threatened by Dr. Luke when she lied under oath and swore he never had sex with her, much less raped her, so claims her lawyer. Mark Garagos tells TMZ portions of Kesha's 2011 deposition are not what they seem. Kesha seems to freely say Luke never laid a hand on her and didn't roofie her. So where do we go from there? I mean, what would you advise, Mari?
I mean, Garagos is no dummy. And
no, not by any means.
And first of all, though, I would have advised that she go to the police and at least file a report, even as late as 2014, because in California, there's a 10-year statute of limitations for right. sexual assault for adult victims.
Yes.
And had she done this in 2014, when she was 26 years old, and she alleged the abuse started when she was 18 years old, she should have at least gone and filed a police report. In terms of the deposition that has come out, his first step is going to be trying to ensure that that deposition is not admitted as evidence in this current contract dispute case, because he's going to argue that it was a confidential, sealed deposition transcript, which is actually a very similar issue as to what we're seeing in the Bill Cosby case.
I know.
He admitted things. Exactly.
Right, in the deposition. And by the way, Garagos took a parting shot, again from TMZ. His quote, he's pathetic vermin. This guy is nothing more than his generation's Bill Cosby. Interestingly, they both impersonate doctors, unquote.
Sorry. There's several similarities, actually, between the Bill Cosby case and this case right now in terms of the legal intricacies. One is that some of the slam dunk evidence comes from these sealed deposition transcripts. And so the question is, should that be admissible evidence in court? So that's one thing that Mark Garagos is going to do. And then his other argument is, as you outlined, that Dr. Luke somehow threatened her and coerced her into lying under oath.
I really think this is just bad, bad news all the way around. I mean, look, you tell me what your best legal advice would be here, because it doesn't seem like she got some good advice from the beginning. She can make an album with probably the producer of her choice, unless you tell me otherwise. And sure, there's a possibility that Sony won't work it. But I mean, based on all the support that Kesha's got and any new release, it'll be a thing. I mean, people want to hear it. It'll get, I don't know, it'll get everybody's ears.
And all the parties involved want to make money.
Right. By the way, and wouldn't Sony be stupid not to promote a track, assuming it's a hit, which is not easy to, I mean, that's not a slam dunk on anything. But, I mean, wouldn't you ask at this point, okay, let's play nice. I know I owe you many more albums. Give me another producer. Let me go in. I'm going to try my damnedest, do my best, and try to make hits.
And now she's got great material.
Right.
I mean, any publicity is good publicity. So for Sony, I mean, if she were to work with another record producer, I don't think they would hide her music, because if anything, all they care about is the bottom line and all they care about is money. So with the situation that's going on right now, it would serve them well to promote it. And that's one reason why the judge actually denied the motion for a preliminary injunction on Friday, is because to get a preliminary injunction, it means that this current contract case is going to take so long in the legal system that Kesha and her attorney have to prove that she should get this injunction and get out of the contract now, because if she waits until the legal system resolves itself, she will suffer irreparable harm. And the Mark Geragos argued that for a pop star, any gap and any time that you're not releasing records, you're suffering irreparable harm to your career.
100% then, correct. Yes, she is right about that. Pop careers are usually very short. Yes.
Which is correct, except the judge agreed with Sony that she's not suffering irreparable harm right now because she can put out music with another producer at Sony.
Right.
Sony has always said that she could put out music with another producer, which is why the preliminary injunction on Friday was denied, because she's not suffering irreparable harm right now.
So then your advice to her would be to go back into the Sony studios, or maybe even, I don't know, go on an island someplace where they have studios with a different Sony producer and make music.
I mean, Lena Dunham's boyfriend, Jack Antonoff, is offering to her on Twitter that he'll go make music with her now, and they'll release it. The only problem with things like that is anyone that makes music with Kesha outside of Sony could be sued by Sony for tortious interference with a contract.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, this is messy. This is messy.
Well, that's fine, because you can just go to Sony and go, what about this guy, right?
Yeah, get their permission.
Permission within Sony.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you don't know, I mean, and I think you know if you're listening, even if you don't have anything to do with this business, Sony is enormous. Okay, so there's got to be someone within that corporation that she would be willing to or want to work with, right?
I agree, and I don't think that Mark Geragos's point back to the judge when the judge said, "Oh, she can work with another record producer," and he said, "Oh, but Sony may not market it." I think that Sony is all about the bottom line, and everyone is talking about Kesha right now. So I think Sony damn well will market Kesha.
Of course, the sooner the better, right?
Right, but there's one thing that she could do. So, you know, she's required to record 6 more albums, if I got this right. She's done 2 shows, 4. So, I mean, she could just go in there and hammer out garbage, but that's not the right thing to do either. That would damage her career.
True, that would damage her career, but this case isn't over yet. I think a lot of people on Friday, when the judge's decision came down, thought, oh my God, she has to stay in this contract. This poor girl is forced to stay in this contract.
Right.
It was only a motion denying a preliminary injunction. The judge did not decide on the case yet because the judge herself said she didn't have enough evidence. So what happened was, there was also, on Friday, the judge could have ruled for a motion to dismiss Kesha's claim. And the judge said, there's not enough evidence for me to decide whether to dismiss either Kesha's claim or Dr. Luke's counterclaim that she's breaching her contract. So the next step is depositions are going to be taken, the evidence is going to come out there, and then the judge will decide. And hey, she may find that Kesha gets to escape her contract, just not at this premature moment in time.
All right. Well, Mari Fagel, thank you very much. I know they're going to make more. I know they always do. So I look forward to, we'll chat with you again
for
an update.
We're keeping your phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I love it. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right, TikTok, away we go. It's time to speak with Lisa Durden. She's on the way. Our activist that we talk to every Tuesday night in just a few minutes.